Heroin use has spiked in Washington State, and with it, the importance of clean needles. Michael Hanrahan oversees King County's Health and Human Services Needle Exchange Program. He told me the increase in demand at needle exchanges has more to do with a decrease in sharing dirty needles than it does with the rise in heroin use.
Back in the late 90s, we were having 50 to 65% of the people we were seeing in the needle exchange program were reporting that they were sharing syringes with others. Now that number is down to about 20 to 30%. So there's been a dramatic decline in sharing and reuse of syringes and an increase in single use of syringes. And I think that that likely accounts for most of the volume change that we've had in our needle exchange program.
Most of us never come in contact with needle exchanges. How do they work?
Needle exchange is a very low-threshold program. We provide clean, sterile equipment in exchange for used equipment. People come in with their dirty or used syringes and turn them in. We dispose of them safely, and we give them clean equipment in exchange. In addition to that, we provide a lot of other services. We have social work staff on site. We've placed over 700 people in substance abuse treatment. We also have a wound and abscess care clinic on site that provides health care for people who have, you know, bodily harms associated with drug use, trying to keep them out of emergency rooms. And we provide referrals to a number of other services that people need.
Is it anonymous, Michael Hanrahan?
Yeah, yes, it is. The exchange program, there's no registration required, no ID required. People do not need to disclose. It's a very low threshold. For some of our other services, such as referral into drug treatment or wound and abscess care, people do need to register.
So who gets, when does someone get referred to treatment?
Well, there are two factors to that. One, when the person is ready, and two, when there is space available in our treatment systems. Our treatment systems are woefully inadequate for the current demand. The waiting list for opiate substitution treatment in all of King County, and currently we have over 170 people on that wait list, and the wait is 3 or 4 months.
The idea of the needle exchange program, Michael Hanrahan, is to make this illegal and dangerous drug taking a little safer. But is there any evidence that people are turning to heroin and the needles because it is safer?
I don't think so. No evidence that I am aware. We do, on the other hand, have very convincing evidence that needle exchange programs have reduced rates of HIV infection in this population, not only among injection drug users, but their sexual partners, their children, and their families. Back in the mid to late 90s, in King County, we were seeing 25 to 30 new HIV infections in the injection drug using population per year. Now we see maybe 10 to 12. And similarly, among injection drug users who had the dual risk of also having male injectors who were having sex with men, we were seeing 30 to 60 new infections per year, and now we see in the range of 25 to 30. So we have cut a number of new infections in half while the population in King County has grown.
It's Michael Hanrahan. He joined us from his office. He oversees King County's Health and Human Services Needle Exchange Programs.